Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the Most Exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Children, do you remember this story? It was titled Propose a Name, and it was about a bird who was full of himself, and there was an ant that used to live in the tree where the bird also stayed, and the ant used to say hello and salam to the bird every day. And then there came a time when other birds came and told the big bird to look, there's going to be rain and it's important you go and take some food. And the big bird said, I'm not going to go out now, it's too early for me. Anyway, eventually the bird did go out, couldn't find any food, got tired, then suddenly saw a piece of bread, and that resulted in the bird being captured. And then the bird got caught, was in a cage, cried a lot, and there was another ant which was near the cage. And the ant had an idea of how the bird could get released from the cage, and as a result, the bird flew free, and it was all about haughtiness, about being proud. And it was about neighbours, where the ant that was looking after or saying hello to the bird in the morning, he used to do that because he was the neighbour of the bird. Today's story, dear children, is called The Result of Haughtiness. During the era of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jalba ibn Aham Ghassani, who was from the clan of Ghassan, became a Muslim. He was making tawaf of the Kaaba during the season of Hajj, when a poor person was also with him. By mistake, this other person's feet caught onto the corner of Jalba's loincloth, that means lungi, and it loosened. As Jalba stepped forward, his loincloth fell off and exposed him. Since Jalba regarded himself as a great person and this other man was very poor, he was infuriated. He struck this poor man with such force that his teeth broke. This poor man laid a complaint to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Jalba had broken his teeth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu then called for Jalba. Friends, take note that this was a great test. A king was being summoned in a case against a pauper, a poor person. Anyway, Jalba was brought to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After making the necessary inquiries, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave the poor person the consent, the permission to extract his retribution from Jalba. Basically means to give him permission. So the poor person was given permission to take revenge from Jalba. When Jalba heard this, he came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu with indignation and said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what thing has made this normal peasant equal to me? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told him that in Islam the poor and wealthy are all equal. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, since you had broken his teeth, your teeth will also have to be broken. Just have a look. This is the equality and justice in Islam. This was actually a test for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, who succeeded therein. This was also a test for Jalba. He had embraced Islam with incorrect ideals and wrong concepts. It so appeared that he was unsuccessful in this test of his. He asked for a day's grace. So he said to Hazrat Umar, give me one day. Hazrat Umar Dalanu said that this is possible if the complainant agrees. As in, for example, if the poor person says, you have one day's permission, then I can give the permission. The poor man was soft-hearted and agreed. That night, Jalba fled and joined up with the Romans. He thus renounced Islam and had the ill fortune of becoming a Christian. See, his true aim and objective was not love for the true deen. He gave up Iman just to save face and preserve his honor in this world. Dear children, it's important that we understand what we do, why we do. And being proud is not permissible in Islam. and thinking that we are superior to other people is not permissible in Islam. In Allah's eyes, the person who has the best intention and the person who does the best actions is more dear to Allah than the person's looks and the person's wealth and the person's intelligence. So it's important that we don't look down on anybody, whether it's our younger brother or younger sister, whether it's somebody from the masjid class or from the school class, or whether it's people that we know or relatives. We should not feel that we are better than them because if Allah has given us more wealth, so we think we're better than them. Or if Allah has given us more intelligence, we think we're better than them. If Allah has given us a bigger house, more cars, we think we're better than them. In the eyes of Allah, none of this matters. It's about the person's intention, the sincerity of their intention, and the nature of their deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true meaning and understanding of what has been heard and said, and give us the ability to act on it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being proud, protect us from putting other people down, and always give us tawfiq to make sure that we do good, we always do good, we encourage others to do good, we refrain from evil and encourage others to refrain from evil. Ameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nash'adu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.